This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax is 989-875-5168 regarding Kenneth, middle initial T like Tom, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, date of birth 12-9 of 1943. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Roberts with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was November 28th of last year. He has gained 11 pounds over the last 7 months. He's not been exercising and he's eating very well, but he's planning to restrict his caloric intake and hope to lose weight over the warmer months. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema. No orthopnea or PND. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight a low dose of Ramipril. It's 2.5 milligram once a daily, in addition to his other routine medications for diabetes, etc. Physical exam, weight is 230 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 58. Pulse is 84. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 19th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.89 with estimated GFR 36, calcium 8.24, albumin 3.7, phosphorus 2.7, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, currently on the low side without symptoms. And 3, diabetic nephropathy, and he reports blood sugars are well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.